Dear brothers and sisters, what a joy to come together to worship this God who rose from the dead. As all of us are fully aware, we just celebrated the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is one of the greatest news. Because of Jesus, not only we can face our todays, but also our tomorrows. Because God gives us victory over sin. He gives us victory over the many challenges that we face in these days, and was mostly, you know, the many fears that we have too. I came across a story very recently about an African man who embraced a different faith altogether. But one day he met the Lord Jesus Christ, and so he became a Christian. So his friends came around him and wanted to ask him a very common, a usual question, and they asked him, why have you become a Christian? What made you to become a Christian? And so in answer he said, well, it's like this. Suppose you are walking down the road and suddenly the road forked into two directions and you don't know which way to go. There at the fork were two men, one dead and one alive. Who would you ask which way to go? The one who's dead or the one who's alive? His friends, without any thought, said, yes, you need to ask the person who is alive. And so he responded by saying, Jesus is alive. He rose from the dead. And that's the reason I've embraced the Christian faith. Yes, my friends, when we put our faith on the cross and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are revived, we are resurrected, and we are reborn spiritually. And we continue to live out the Easter message. Today, I want to spend some time, you know, dwelling on this question: what does Christ's resurrection mean for us today? What does it mean? What does this mean if Jesus rose from the dead? What does it mean to me or to us today? Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can gather together as your people. We thank you, Lord, that we have access to your word. Lord, your word is a guide to our life, Father. Lord, enrich us, empower us. Lord, as we hear your word, as we dwell on your word, continue to speak to us. In Jesus' most wonderful and loving name we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is more than just a one-time event that occurred 2,000 years ago. The resurrection of Christ continues to influence our hearts and our minds and even our lives, that it makes a lasting impact to those around us and also in the world. All of us are fully aware that the resurrection of Christ brings new life. It's a life of liberty, a life of security, a life of restoration, a life of faith, a life of purpose, and a life that is empowered by the Holy Spirit. You know, it's important for us to ask this question. Am I living in the spirit of Easter? Or, as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, am I living the resurrected life? And today I've entitled the theme as Living the Spirit of Easter from John chapter 20. From this passage, now we want to see some practical means that will help us to live a resurrected life, to live in the power, in the spirit of Easter. Now, firstly, when you look at the passage, it's a very interesting passage that we just read today. And let me read the first two verses, or verses 19. It says, John chapter 20, verse 19, on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were gathered with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. And a very interesting verse that we read. When I look at these words, I'm just reminded that we have a new identity We have a new identity because the God that we worship and the God we embrace is a God who gives us a new identity altogether. You know, very interesting when you look at that verse. I look at a couple of things that comes out from this particular word. Firstly, if you notice, it starts on the evening of the first day of the week. Look at Matthew. Matthew also speaks in Matthew 28, verse 1. You know, it says, in the first day of the week. John says it. Luke chapter 24, verse 1. It says, the first day of the week that Jesus rose from the dead. Mark speaks in Mark chapter 16, verse 2. He says, very early on the first day of the week. Now, why is the gospel writers just emphasizing on this particular word? Because we have a new identity altogether. The day of Christ's resurrection was the first day of the week. In other words, it was a new day altogether. It gave them new identity. And these believers started gathering on the first day of the week as a gathered community to worship God for who God is and the things that God has done, particularly His resurrection from the dead. And when you look at the passage very carefully, it also says, when they gathered together, it says that Jesus came and He stood among them and said, peace be with you. You know, it's so powerful and so encouraging that when we gather together as His people, as we come together as a gathered community, the presence of God is felt, my friend. It is not just a social event, but when we are gathered in His name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrected Savior is among us. What a great, wonderful news. It's a news that brings a lot of joy in our life. The Creator of the world, the Lord who loves us, is with us, my friend. You know, when you look at the passages of Scriptures, it becomes very clear that the early believers gave enormous importance to the Lord's Day. Let's see a couple of passages, for example. You know, if you read Acts chapter 20, verse 7, it says, on the first day of the week they gathered. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2, you also read that they gave on the first day of every week. So you will see a lot of passages that speaks about that the early church met regularly. They met regularly. They gathered together to worship God, to encourage one another in the Christian faith. And you tend to read in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, the birth of the New Testament church was on the day of Pentecost, the first day of the week. It was a wonderful time. They were also filled with the Holy Spirit on the first day of the week. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 onwards. You know, what a wonderful time. The resurrection day or the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ brought the believers together. They became a community of believers, a community of hope, a community of the Lord Jesus Christ. Justin Martyr, in the second century, he wrote these, and let me quote. He says, on the day called Sunday, all who live in the cities or in the country gathered together in one place, and the memoirs of the apostles or the writings of the prophets are read. But Sunday is the day on which we all hold our common assembly because it is the first day on which God made the world. And Jesus Christ, our Savior, rose from the dead on that same day. Yes, my friend, the Lord's Day reminds us that we are a new community. It gives us a new identity that we are a community of believers, believers who are gathered to worship Him, to adore His name, to magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's important for us as Christians to ask this question, right? Is the Lord's Day a priority in my life? Is the Lord's Day a priority in my family? Do we make arrangements that nothing comes or takes away our time away from worshiping this God on the Lord's Day, my friend? Or can we say, like the words that this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, the Lord's day gave them a new identity. The believers came together. They gave enormous emphasis on the Lord's day, my friend. I think it's important for us to give priority to coming together to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when I look at the passage, you know, when I dig into this passage, not only we are called to live with a new identity, secondly, we see that we are called to live without fear. Without fear. And let me read verses 19 and 20 of John chapter 20. It says, on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were gathered with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and sighed. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in these two verses, it becomes very clear to us. Firstly, there was fear. They were afraid of the Jewish leaders. They were afraid that they will be hunted down by the Jewish leaders and they will be the next victim. And then you also realize they started with fear, but they ended with joy. What happened? What happened? They ended with boldness. They ended with joy, my friend. Firstly, in verse 19 and 21, if you realize, they were with fear, but the Lord takes away the fear away from them. He gives them a new boldness altogether. The word is, don't be afraid. In other words, peace be with you. Throughout Scripture, you will tend to see this word, do not be afraid, don't fear. It is said that we are around 365 times the word or the phrase appears, do not be afraid. And so, my friend, today you and I are called not to be afraid in whatever situations we are in. The Lord says, I am with you. I rose from the dead and I'm with you. There are three things, you know, humanity is always afraid of. Firstly, we are afraid of sin. We are afraid that our wrongdoings will follow us or haunt us. But Jesus died on the cross to take away our sin. And because Jesus wipes away the sin by his precious blood, my friend, we can have the new boldness. Secondly, Jesus defeated the devil. And so we are overcomers. We are strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. We can live alive knowing that God is with us. And we are overcomers. Thirdly, you know, one of the greatest fear of all fears is the fear of death. People are afraid to die. And because of Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection, we have eternal life. And so what has happened? The Lord has taken away that fear away from them. Fear of sin, the fear of the devil, or even the fear of death. In the following words, in verse, you see, what, you know, they were overjoyed. Even though they were in the upper room, even though, you know, the Jewish authorities were against them, they were overjoyed because they saw the Lord. Church history will tell you, even in the midst of a severe persecution, my friend, the disciples or the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, they were filled with joy. The joy of the Lord was their strength. A joy that comes when we have a close relationship and a close walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, my friend, that's the joy the world cannot give us. And today, we are called, and at the same time, you know, we are to be filled with the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of joy should always be found in our lives. You know, when I was looking at these things, I was just thinking during my pastoral ministry, you know, sometimes we tend to ask people, you know, some of the things they like when they come to church. You know, some would say, you know, I like, particularly newcomers, they like, you know, the music or sometimes the appearance of the church. But mostly, people are fond because the church is full of joy. Joy. And that's what we see in Acts chapter 8, verse 8. There was so much joy in the city because the joy of Christ was in them, my friend. They were saved by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So today, when we say that we are living in the spirit of Easter, we are living without fear because the Lord is among us. He takes away our fear. And so whatever circumstances we are facing, my friend, we can face knowing that God is with us and His joy continues to be our strength. And so, do we have that joy in us? Do we have that boldness in us? Do we have the assurance that Jesus is with us? And because of who Jesus is and because of what He has done, we know that our sins are forgiven, that we are overcomers. We need not be afraid of the devil or the attacks of the evil one. And we are not afraid of death. And so God gives us a life without fear because of what took place on the day of resurrection. Jesus rose from the dead. Lastly, living the spirit of Easter means that we live with a new vision altogether. That's living in the spirit of Easter. Living with a new vision. What vision am I talking about? Let's read in verse 21. It says, "And Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I'm sending you." And with that, He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Two things which I tend to see in these two verses. Firstly, you see, Jesus is sending them. In other words, we are sent. Secondly, we are Spirit-led. Receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not only sending the disciples, but He's also sending each and every one of us. He's giving them a kingdom conviction, a kingdom mindset, a kingdom mentality to reach the entire world for Him, that the entire world will be saved by His death, my friend. This is not the only time. Throughout the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, He was always challenging the disciples, His followers, to share the good news of the gospel of repentance, the gospel that brings great joy. And throughout early church, you tend to see that the church was a great witness for the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were witness of His love. They were witness of God's forgiveness. They were witness of God's compassion. They were witnesses. They were ambassadors for God. And so when we live in a new vision, we begin to see the world the way Christ would see. We become His witness. We want to show, we want to share, we want to bring people into the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, my friend, this is what it means, living in the spirit of Easter, having a new vision altogether. When we look at a needy world around us, we want to share the gospel. When we see people in need, there is a strong desire in us to bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God we are not alone in this journey. Not only we are sent, but we are sent by the Holy Spirit and we are Spirit-led. In verse 22, it says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." What a wonderful and awesome God that we serve. He is not sending us alone. He is with us. The Spirit of God is in us. At this juncture, at this particular passage, it's more of a symbolic pledge that Jesus is giving them. Only in Acts, you see, they receive the power of the Holy Spirit, the comfort that comes upon them. The Helper is there to help them in their journey, to comfort them, to guide them, to instruct them, and to be with them, and to use them as God's instrument, my friend. And throughout the Acts of the Apostles, you tend to see how the Spirit of God was leading His people, and they were living life with a new vision, with the power of the Spirit of God living in them. Paul writes the believers in Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, a very familiar verse. It says, "If we live by the Spirit, we also keep in step. We also keep in step with the Holy Spirit, my friend." In other words, he says that we are guided. When we are living by the Spirit, we are guided. We are led. We are brought by the guidance and the power of the Holy Spirit. And so today we need to ask ourselves, do I have a new vision? How do I see the world around me? How do I see my neighbors or my friends who do not embrace my Christian faith? Do I have the passion, the compassion that Jesus had, that when he saw his people, the people, he was moved with compassion? Am I spirit led? Am I seeking to be in step with the Spirit? Do I desire to walk with the Spirit and carry out the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ through the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Do I yield myself daily to the leading of the Holy Spirit? Do I ask the Spirit of God to help me each and every step of my life, in each and every decision that I make in my life? Today, my friend, I think it is important as Christians to ask this question. Are we living in the power of His resurrection? Let me conclude by sharing a story. It's a very interesting story about two men. You know, they were in a contest called the All-Day Wood Chopping Contest. So the two men gathered. So the challenger worked very hard. So he was chopping. He started the day just chopping, right? And he took a very short or a brief lunch break. Whereas the other man, you know, he was also chopping, but there were several breaks he took. He enjoyed his lunch. And so he took quite a number of breaks. So at the end of the day, the challenger, you know, was surprised. And at the same time, he was annoyed to find out that the other guy had chopped substantial amount of wood. He said, I don't understand. Because I did not take breaks at all. I just took a short lunch break. But you have more wood. I don't get it, and I don't understand. And every time I checked on you, or every time I looked at you, you were taking a rest while I was trying to chop more wood. But I don't understand why you have more wood. The other guy said, but you did notice something. No, when I was taking a short break, I was sharpening my axe. When I was taking my short break, I was just sharpening my axe. So when I went back to chop, I was able to chop more wood. Yes, my friend. We need to allow the Spirit of God to work in our lives each and every moment of our life, my friend. Each and every day, in every decisions that we make, you know, we need to seek the will of God, the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be living in the power of the resurrection. We need to be living in the power and the Spirit of Easter, my friend. And we need to be living, drawing strength and guidance from God's help. God's Spirit. Paul writes his letter to the church in Philippi in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 to 11 onwards, where Paul expresses his heart's desire. His heart's desire is that the resurrection of Christ will manifest through him day by day in a new way altogether. That the Spirit of God will be manifested through him. So today, we need to ask ourselves, am I living in the spirit of Easter? Or is Easter just an event? Or is Easter that transforms my life, that I have a new vision, I have a new identity, and I'm living a life without fear? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day that you've given to us. We thank you, Lord, that because of what you did at the cross of Calvary, because that you rose from the dead and you are still risen, we are able to live a life with a new identity, Father. Because Jesus is with us, and we come as your people to worship you, to adore you. We can live a life without fear, because you are the one who gives us the boldness takes away our fear. And if you're the one who fills our hearts and minds with joy. And Father, we thank you, Lord, because you're the one who gives us a new vision. Lord, a new desire to be your witness, to be your ambassadors to the world that is around us. And so, Lord, we pray that you lead us each and every moment by this power and also by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We thank you once again. We love you, God. We bless you. In Jesus' most wonderful and loving name we pray. Amen.